Ladies in Lavender by William J. Locke. Read by Harriet Walter. Part 1. As soon as the sun rose out of the sea, its light streamed through a white-curtained casement window into the whitest and most spotless room you can imagine. It shone upon two little white beds, separated by the width of the floor covered with straw-coloured matting, on white garments neatly folded which lay on white chairs by the side of each bed, on a white enamelled bedroom suite, on the one picture over the mantelpiece which adorned the white walls, the enlarged photograph of a white-whiskered elderly gentleman in naval uniform, and on the white, placid faces of the sleepers. It awakened Miss Ursula Widdington, who sat up in bed, greeted it with a smile, and forthwith aroused her sister. "Janet, here's the sun." Miss Widdington awoke and smiled too. Now, to awake at daybreak with a smile and a childlike delight at the sun when you are over 45 is a sign of an unruffled conscience and a sweet disposition. "The first glimpse of it for a week," said Miss Widdington.
"Isn't it strange," said Miss Ursula, "that when we went to sleep the storm was still raging?
And now the sea hasn't gone down yet. Listen."
"The tide's coming in. Let us go out and look at it," cried Miss Ursula, delicately getting out of bed.
"You're so impulsive, Ursula," said Miss Widdington. She was 48 and 3 years older than her sister. She could therefore smile indulgently at the impetuosity of youth. But she rose and dressed, and presently the two...